Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Be thou my vision, O love of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art, thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, thou my true word, I ever with thee, thou with me, Lord, thou my great Abba, and I thine own, thou in me dwelling, I with thee one. Be thou my battle shield, sword for the fight, be thou my dignity, thou my delight, thou my soul's shelter, thou my high tower, raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power. Riches I need not, nor men's empty praise, thou mine inheritance, now and always, thou and thou only, first in my heart, high love of heaven, my treasure thou art. High love of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. How happy the nations who listen, the peoples who respond to this love. For God love holds all things together while guarding the children of earth. Preparing all things from eternity, ready to share all we need, into our hands and our hearts, bestowing what makes us free. A nation is not saved by its army, a general not saved by his strength. Weapons mere outward expressions of greed in fearful hearts. None of this leads to safety. This kind of power cannot save. But God's love is always at hand for those whose hearts are open to rescue their lives from destruction, to feed them in times of famine. Our whole being is waiting for God, whose love is both help and shield. Our hearts rejoice in this wonder. We trust in the name of the Holy One. May your love be upon us, O God, for we place all our hope in you. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now it happened along the way that he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen a good portion, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. The Good News of our God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Martha and Mary believed in Christ, and they saw his marvelous deeds. Martha and Mary believed in Christ, and they saw his marvelous deeds. They opened their home to him and provided a place for him to rest. And they saw his marvelous deeds. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Martha and Mary believed in Christ, and they saw his marvelous deeds. Martha said to Jesus, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Come into this world." My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Martha said to Jesus, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Come into this world." You accepted the hospitality of Martha and Mary and rested in the warmth and intimacy of their friendship and home. Help us to welcome travelers, immigrants, and strangers as friends, and share with them the many gifts you give us each day. You understood Martha's being busy about many things, and her faith in the healing power of your love. help us to trust that even in the face of death, your presence is resurrection and life. You affirmed Mary's decision to sit at your feet as a disciple, despite Martha's concern about housework, and her decision to anoint your feet with precious oil, despite Judas's concern about money. Help us to choose and to do what is truly right and good, despite the objections and expectations of others. When Lazarus, their brother, died, you called Martha and Mary to deeper faith in the life that comes through death. Lead us through the death of our false selves to resurrection and the fullness of life. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Great fire of wisdom and love, kindle in us both the generous hospitality of Martha and the contemplative spirit of Mary, whose feast we celebrate today. As the abundance of summer's fields and gardens calls us to be busy about many things and to share these blessings with others, may the overwhelming beauty and mystery of creation move us to contemplative wonder, gratitude, and praise. For your love is the power which creates, sustains, and guides all things to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life, now and forever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et plentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.